I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The CDC recommends community use of masks to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. To provide an update about the effectiveness of masks and also details about the spread of COVID by people who are pre-symptomatic and asymptomatic is Dr. Michael Schmidt. He's a professor of microbiology and immunology at MUSC. Dr. Schmidt, recently the CDC updated their website indicating that the wearing of masks can protect the mask wearer as well as others around them. This is not exactly new news, but give us an update about how masks can protect the wearer as well as others around them.
What we have learned is that the SARS-CoV-2 virus is a very clever little instruction machine. It's out there literally trying to find another host. And by wearing masks, we are actually stymieing the efforts of this virus from finding another host. So mask wearing protects you, the mask wearer, from acquiring the virus from someone who may be in your general vicinity who, unbeknownst to them, is shedding virus. Now, by wearing a mask, if you're one of those individuals who is shedding virus, your mask will actually capture the virus and won't let it escape. We now have enough evidence that mask wearing works.
Can you explain how COVID-19 is spread by people who may be asymptomatic, but also spread by people who are pre-symptomatic?
People who are pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic, it has to do with the virus replicating. And this is before our immune system is aware of the virus. So during that period, the virus is at its highest concentration in our system, and we don't yet have any symptoms. So here, before we have symptoms, is when we're the most infectious or contagious to our family, friends, and anyone we might be around. So that's why it's so important to protect others by simply wearing the mask, physically distancing ourselves from others that we may be around, and finally, washing our hands with soap and water or alcohol hand gel before we interact with our face.
And when it comes to physically distancing, social distancing, keeping ourselves safe, especially, say, with Thanksgiving upon us, what do we need to know to protect ourselves?
South Carolina is lucky. Our weather is temperate, and so we can have the advantage over other states. We can actually do the Thanksgiving meal outside. So we just have to be careful. And the best way we can do that is by keeping ourselves at least 6 feet apart from each other, as well as wearing our mask even when we're outside. The rule of thumb is space ourselves at least 6 feet apart from one another because we're going to have to drop our mask in order to eat that feast.
Check out the CDC website for other important details to help you modify your holiday plans this year to help keep everyone safe. Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this update about wearing masks to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in our communities.
Thank you, Bobby. It's always a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.